Yeah, it's a pretty tight little fit.
How do you do that?
You just gotta keep pushing.
I'm gonna snap it. This is what I'm gonna
No.
fucking break.
Well, like, get your thumb as close to like the base of it as you can.
Hey fuckers, it's Friday.
I need work.
Good night, folks.
Nailed it.
You are listening to your favorite podcast, Shoutcast Podcast, with your host, Bobby Skullface.
That's a solid unit, Mac.
Oscar and Jake.
I call it a rock friend.
Robert D.
So happy to be here.
The engineer, T2RX6.
It's a fit and finish.
Everyone's favorite internet troll, Greg for Mercy.
Only troll for good.
Meth Deluxe Baldwin.
Hell Hasbro.
And the most popular tattoo transformer fan ever, Decepticon.
Hey, ladies.
No, it's just awful.
Who's running that company?
I don't scale like that.
Upload complete, fuckers.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit with your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now and...
Shut the fuck up, Chip.
What's going on? And welcome to Shadowcast Uncut, episode 109.
What was that?
That's a Jar Jar jab, is what that was.
I'm your host, Decepticon.
Special.
And I'd like to thank everybody that supported my Facebook page. I jumped past 1,000 likes this week. And speaking of Beast Wars reviews... Bobby Skullface.
What's up, everybody? I'm just sitting here with a cup of coffee hitting a douche flute.
Gross. That bathwater flavor?
It's actually called panty dropper in typical douche flute fashion.
Really? Yeah. It's really called that?
That's what this flavor is called. It's a little sweet for my liking, but
it's a little fishy.
Fishy? Oh, there you go. You beat me to it.
And up next, he likes his Hulk the way that he likes his women, strong and dark, Matthew Deluxe Baldwin.
Yeah, that is true, man. Hey, how y'all doing? Check out my reviews. I did Hulk. All
right. That Matt right there, that kind of sales pitch, you're going to be raking them in by the thousands.
I know, man. I don't know why. Oh, I'm at 199, so I need one more subscriber for 200. So
Has Shattercast subscribed to you?
I do not know.
Log into the
probably. I probably did. I think I probably went in. Probably got. So,
no. Are you the one that's going along unliking all your videos, Matt?
Maybe. No. How y'all doing? Yay.
And also with us tonight, he's my cookout buddy, be it steak, burgers, or meth, Greg for Mercy.
That's more true than anyone will ever know.
Is it blue?
How's it going? How's it going?
Hey.
Get the
and stuff. Joining us is a man who spends his days defending pieces of shit, unless they're Transformers, Robert D.
Hey, guys. Speaking of which, I'm doing the Iron Man pose right now.
Oh. Is that for somebody, or is that just for you?
No, that's for somebody.
Real-time update, sorry. Shattercast has subscribed to Matt.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. All right, you subscribe to make it two more, though.
And last but never the least, he's smarter than Lex Luthor and almost as smart as Tony Stark. Justin T. Turok.
I'll take it. That's a good intro.
No Marvel.
All right, we'll get straight into it. Did anybody get anything, Bobby?
I got make toys, limbs. Blades and first aid. I got Make Toys Inferno. I got TFC's Ironhide via Brave.
Ugh.
I mean, not Ironhide.
Detective.
Hound.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. He said he's going to send to you in this video.
Yeah, we got I talked to him today. Like, I called him. And we have a very, actually, I texted him. We have a very good skit lined up for it. I can't wait to do. What else? I got Marvel Legends Sharon Carter and Taskmaster. I think those were the last two I was missing out of that wave. And then I can't remember if I said I got the Jango Fett, Han Solo, and Flame last week. But I got that. Shout out to Pinkerton. He hit me up and came awesome. I don't know where these motherfuckers live in the promised land of toys between him and Tyler F. and just coming across.
South, baby.
God damn.
South.
I still got fucking wasp clogging up my pegs here. So. Whatever. I've had a shit ton of toys recently. And then a couple books, a couple comics, and think that I'm probably forgetting something, but I got a IG-88 and something else from Alex Eugene doing a custom stuff. I don't know. I'm getting a lot of shit. It's
Jesus.
Yeah.
Baller. Speaking of ballers, Matt got Hulk. Go watch his review. Anything else, Matt?
Now shout out to Brad. He knows who he is. I don't want to say his last name. I don't know if he listens, but if he does, he's a great guy. Got that out. Like I said, I paid on Friday and got it on Monday. And Friday I'm getting 34 pounds of goodness. So
you don't live in the future. That's next week.
That's so true. Yes.
Only I live in the future. Greg, what did you get this week?
I got Toy World Bulldozer. And that was the only thing.
Welcome.
And welcome. I was in on it before you were.
Welcome to the world of toy.
I thought you got a Mercy Massacre this week.
No, that was the preview. That was the boxing preview. It comes tomorrow. Yeah, he just sent me a picture.
Future, you can't say it.
I got Ironhide too. I forgot to mention that.
Gross.
Yeah.
Fuck Ironhide. Wait, Matt, did you just say gross?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Ironhide's fucking great, yeah, dude. MP, Ironhide. Yeah, I'm sorry. All y'all fucking haters, man. Y'all sucking the balls now because it's a good figure. It's a good figure. And that MP Primal, I hope you don't die, Greg. Are you okay?
You surprised me there with your venom and your valor.
I'm just saying, man. I mean,
hey, Matt,
haters.
Matt,
I'm not sucking any balls. I still don't like
it. Oh, you're sucking it.
Matthew?
I still don't like the way it looks.
I got a review for you to go watch. Go watch the Pake for Life comparison video of Ironhide and the Voodoo Toy.
I don't need that.
Tell me that everyone is sucking the balls.
They are sucking the balls.
Let's go watch it now.
I don't know the guy Pake. He can suck my balls. I don't care.
Hey, you met him at the thing.
Hot Rod looks pretty good too. I don't care what anybody says. He's going to be a good MP too. Then you got Shockwave, so y'all can just suck it.
People have been commenting on my Ironhide video, which is interesting because Ironhide seems very split. Like the reactions I got on it have all been very like dude, I don't, you're way off, or I see exactly what you're talking about. So, but a third of my comments have been about dude, you're way off, or I don't see it that way, and the other third have been I totally see what you mean, and the other third have been oh my god, he's gonna tear Hot Rod to shreds.
Did you get those gummy penises in the mail yet?
Did you send them?
Did you get any?
No.
Oh, mail must be running slow.
A little slow.
Dude,
winter weather.
Suck those gummies.
Yeah, I'll suck every last one of them gummy dicks you send them my way.
You say Ironhide. When you suck on them, say I love Ironhide.
Mm. I heard the first ingredient was corn syrup, but they're probably pretty good.
if history's taught me anything, can I add milk to it? Because most things
are like... Yeah, milk to anything you want, man. Milk is always good.
All right. Speaking of dick jokes, hit us with a Robert D. dump.
Oh, yes. We do have a Robert D. dump this week.
I've been laughing at that shit all week, man. Oh, God.
Good stuff. Got Generation Toys Scavenger.
Yay.
Yeah, he's nice. People are fighting about, oh, should we get Toy World, get Generation Toys? And I'm like, get both. They're really nice. I like them both equally for different reasons. Make Toys Iron Will, or Make Toys. MP Ironhide. I got Voodoo Ratchet, which the plastic actually is an improvement over the Diaclone. I got Unique Toys Buzzing. I got Fans Toys Mercenary. I got Fans Toys Spotter. I got... that's Greg's joke. I'm sorry. I took it. Cloud9 Quake Blast came in. And that fucker's heel spurs are pretty loose. Kind of disappointed in that, but otherwise he's really nice. I got this super deformed Jazz called from Top Heme, and it's all right. It's a little behind the times, but it didn't just come out. So, and then I got the Takara Q, the little super deformed tiny guys. I got Ironhide, Prime, RC, Ultra Magnus, and Skyfire. And last but not least, my morbid curiosity took over. and I managed to snag an X-Transbots Arcos.
Nice.
Beachcomber. And we should have a segment. Did anybody break anything?
That'd be your whole segment.
Yeah. Are we having Oscar back?
That's our added, our extra content. It's Oscar and
Robert.
I broke that thing three ways. But, you know, luckily, it was my fault, I would say.
No.
Except the roll cage kind of, because it's some pieces are plastic and some are die cast and they're pipes fitting into holes, so to speak.
Transformers feel like that sometimes, Robert. They do.
So they don't really stick in too well, so to speak. And it kept falling out the hole, so to speak. Anyway.
Someone say giggity. There we go.
But it looks nice. It looks nice on the shelf. It made me get in on the boost. I'm not getting the hatch. Are you guys getting both?
Are you some kind of a racist?
Yeah, I'm getting
both. It's not exciting. I get one. And that's it. That's my Robert D. dump.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Justin, what did you get?
Like everybody else, I got MP Ironhide, and I don't hate him. I think he's good. I like him. And I also got, and this is the official name, Flying Dinosaur with Alligator Face, the fans project next week with Dino King. So,
how you liking that set so far, Justin?
I like it. I had no choice, because when I was playing with the robots, I'm like, I don't know about these, I'm not sure. So I just went ahead and combined them, which is not something I normally do. I'm like, okay, I see it, I'm okay with this, and so the set's staying.
Are you going to get the shells?
No. Oh. No, I don't need, you know, $70 piggy banks all over my house. I'm fine with just the robot.
I got a lot of piggy banks in my house.
Yeah, well, then you can buy the shells. And I will.
That's how he gets all those...
I'm just going to buy the shells. I'm not going to buy the other stuff. I'm just going to buy the shells.
That's how he gets all those Baldwin drops. Mm-hmm. He has piggy banks everywhere.
They're buried everywhere. Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Justin?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. All right. I got Three Kings. I got Iron Will. That's a really fun transformation. Really happy with that. He's still got some weird ass knees and elbows, but whatevs. I got Generation Toy Scavenger, and he's pretty fucking awesome. And what else did I get? Oh, I got my Crapple, and it's not Crapple at all. I love it. And I got two artworks, which are going to cost me more to frame than what I actually paid for them. So that's exciting.
Jesus.
$300 for two frames.
Hey,
what? Why?
If you send them to us, I can frame it for you at cost and then send it back, and it would only cost you $10 more.
Is somebody sewing?
Unfortunately, they are already at the framing store. I pick them up next week, so it is done. And that's all I got. So we can move along to some third-party news. And tonight we're third partying, like it's 1999. Garatron reveals unofficial Beast Wars Neo Unicron prototype.
Oh my god.
Elephant Man.
What a nightmare. I mean, I'm sorry. And if you love it, then you love it. But when I saw
Look
that,
at these calves.
Fucking lols.
I don't really understand.
Well, this is a KO, right? This is a KO of that unreleased prototype.
I don't think so.
I've seen some comparison photos. It looks very similar. Some of the, like, even the panel lining.
Look at the crab mode, man. The planet with the arms sticking out. Rah, I'm not to get you crabby. You don't see that?
Now, that's just me. Really knock off something that never came out, though?
Well, they've copied a design, so it could go either way.
Planet mode looks good.
God,
looks like quarter.
Look at him. He looks like a sumo wrestler. That's what he is.
What'd you say, Justin?
I said looks like a bunch of big quarter shells.
You ever see Dark Crystal? You ever see Dark Crystal?
Of course.
Remember the Beetle Monsters?
Yes.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
Beetle Monsters.
Robot mode is a nightmare. I think planet mode looks good. I would never. I would
big
never.
Boy.
And this is going to be this price is going to be out of control.
$350.
Is it?
Because he's like three times the size of Primus.
But he's the same size as the Unicron that came out. Isn't he? He's standing right next to him.
And planet size? He looks bigger than that.
If you look at, there's a picture of him right next to him in bot mode. It's like identical.
He's like, hey,
okay, it's bot mode, I'm just talking about planet. Well, how is he so much bigger than fucking Promise? Because Promise is not that small, much smaller than Unicron.
Mass shifting.
Reasons.
I'm just saying, I have them all. I'm just saying they're standing right next to me, and Primus is not.
He's bigger than Primus in robot mode. Is that not what Unicron is that he's standing next to?
It's not Armada. It's like a customized Armada.
I'm asking.
No, that's so he's standing right next to
that's
Primus.
That's the Amazon exclusive.
Okay. On the last pick, he's standing next to Primus too, and that's
right. Hold on a second, Matt. Let's get the answer to the question first, though.
My bad.
What did you say it was, Greg?
That's that 2010 Amazon exclusive. That's the one that goes for like $250 in box or more.
Oh, okay.
It's the same thing as the Armada, but it has a different head and it has a paint job closer to the movie.
Yeah.
Well, that's the same size. Going for now?
Yeah, you asked me that before, and I thought you had already sold yours.
Mine is sitting on the floor.
Because I've mentioned it before. I got one for... Actually, I got one from Bobby's buddy, his local buddy E, and ended up letting it go for a sizable amount because someone made me an offer.
Easy E?
Yes, Easy E.
For the love of money.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I just hung out with him recently, as a matter of fact.
He's dead.
Anybody seen that custom E-Man figure going around on Facebook?
Oh, yes. E-T-E. Awesome. Anybody,
so who's getting this?
Yeah, anybody in on this?
Nope.
I hope it comes out after that Thunderwing.
What do we think the price is going to run? I'm going to say $300.
$350.
I'm going to say $220.
I'm going to say $400 because it looks ballsy as shit, and that would be the price as well.
It's got lots on it too, so that costs extra.
Yeah, I'm going somewhere around the whatever it is, the Utopia price probably.
Wow.
I can't imagine they're going to put this out for cheap.
Yeah, they're not going to sell very many then.
Yeah.
Probably not. I hope it comes out after Thunderwing.
Look, they could charge like $50 and I don't think they'd sell a lot of these.
Yeah, that's true.
If it handled the kibble better.
If you know, all that kibble just came off, my fault.
Well, there are a whole lot of people out there that that praise this design, and they've been saying for years that they wish they would put this thing out.
Yeah.
You're
gonna put it down. They're gonna put money where their mouth is now.
Well, I know a couple of people that are waiting on the knockoff.
No, they won't. They won't put the money where official, their mouth is.
The official opinion. I haven't had a chance to check yet, but.
Yeah, they'll be all like, oh, it's not official. I'm not buying it. Third part.
But I bought the knockoff because I'm a jackass.
He's not like Matt, Hank Hill.
Matt just confirmed my suspicions.
Yeah. All right, coming in next, we got G-Creation IDW style MP scale Prime and Prowl.
Now, this...
Beautiful.
This is beautiful. Now, this raises a whole lot of questions, though.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What questions, Bobby?
I'm glad you asked, Matt.
Alrighty.
If this becomes the wave of the future, where we start seeing a separate line, a third-party IDW-styled masterpiece-scaled stuff, are we all in on that shit?
Probably.
Nah. I'm not, because my IDW shit is my MMC stuff, so I need it all to scale with that.
I'm with Greg. I'm gonna be honest with you, Mac. Like, if these silhouettes for DJD members, I got two of them that I box up right now.
Yeah. This touches on last week. What would I replace? I wouldn't replace my Prowl, but I would replace it with an IDW Prowl.
How
and
many
a Devastator
figures
to match it.
How many figures would this be? I mean, it is a whole lot just from the IDW comics and stuff.
20,000. Every character that ever had a name.
Yeah.
It'd be like
Star Wars.
And
not just G1, they're throwing Beast Wars characters. And
about 5? 20,000.
Micromasters.
Armada and Diaclone and everything.
Diaclone.
There'd be GoBots in there.
The IDW universe is all expansive. So, like, it's all that, all, everything that's ever been Transformers in one universe.
Oh, that was a good discussion question I was going to ask. If y'all, well, we'll do it later, but anyways, maybe.
Add it to the notes so you don't forget.
Alrighty.
They look good.
I just want to say
they look fucking great. And I got to tell you, I think I'm in for both. And I think I'm in, like, I think I'm willing to commit to the whole line. Like, you know, in any other party, any other third party that wants to jump in on this kind of thought process.
So you want different third parties to do it, or you want one company doing it?
Nah, different third parties. Everybody throw your ring in this hat. Let's get some of these characters knocked out, Mac.
Nope. Bobby, let me ask you.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Sonic the Hedgehog thing. You wouldn't understand.
I got you.
Bobby, you're a masochist on a budget. You've reviewed a lot of other people's G-Creation stuff. Has their quality been getting any better?
Yeah, well, they're I gotta say, like, their quality of materials and stuff is good. Their Grimlock is a train wreck, but that's more of an engineering thing than a quality thing. Like, the quality of materials and stuff is good. It's just their Dinobot issues have been, like, they get to a point where they just say good enough and don't give a fuck where that kibble goes. Like, they're just like, that's fine. But this, like, I will say, like, looking at, like, almost like looking at Prime's shoulders and forearms here, like, that looks like G Creations, the G Creations that I know. That shit behind Prowl's back, like, if you look behind his hip, that looks like the G Creations I know. But both of those are huge advances from what they did with their Dinobots, where it's just like, here's the dinosaur hanging all off the back, now make the robot a ball and wrap all this shit around it.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! I'm in.
I'm not. I don't care for these. Yeah. I don't care.
Tell Justin. But you ain't all about that shit.
You don't care for these, or you don't care?
No, I don't care.
Okay, gotcha.
Make it rain in the strip club, Justin. Make it rain.
I don't need another set of characters. Well, another version of characters that I'm trying to get all of them. So
you get Jazz.
If there's a Jazz, I would consider a Jazz just for Jazz, but I'm not going all in on a line just to, you know, restart everything again.
You're getting Stunicons.
Well, I like those, yeah.
See how that tightly sealed envelope starts to loosen?
Yeah, but you know what? It's not going to replace my MP10, so don't need it.
But
you could have two separate collections.
I could also have a bigger wallet and take a vacation more often. But
but you're not.
Vacation.
Just look at the shelves, Justin, and then look across the room and imagine another set of shelves.
I know. Mm-hmm. Of goodness.
I think I'm in.
Yeah, let's still pass.
Matt, you going in on these?
Yeah, I think I will. The Prime looks, I mean, you know, they're silhouettes, but whatever, or drawings, whatever, but I like the IDW stuff. I mean, they're, you know, they're really well, you know, done. So, yeah, I think I would be in. Plus, they're MP, so, you know.
The only thing that worries me about this is that they were just singing the blues about how they didn't have any money. You know? And
somebody died, probably.
And they still got two fucking Dinobots to put out, right? So, I guess my concern is, will this ever see the light of day?
Because I think I know how they got the money.
Shoot.
You helped them with the lawyer stuff?
Crowd 9.
Wrong company.
Oh, it's a different company?
Yeah. This is G Creations.
Oh, sorry.
Well, Bobby, you said you wanted some, you know, different companies. Maybe somebody else will take the, I don't know. I mean, I want them to finish everything else before they start this stuff. I mean, this is a whole, I mean, I get, you know, I want, you know, a whole new section, you know, over there or something, but, you know, finish your other stuff over there, over where.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'd much rather see. But, I mean, like, they were never doing, you know, just to play devil's advocate to that, I mean, this company was never doing Masterpiece Scale, G1, math, you know what I mean,
stuff
anyway.
So, maybe they're trying to reach for something, you know. Maybe they're trying to get people interested, you know, to sell their Dinobots, you know. Like, hey, if you buy our Dinobots, we'll do this.
They were doing Chug Dinobots that combined, which is something I'm not interested in. It's now something that I am interested in, so I'm okay with it.
I might give that Prowl a look. I do like IDW Prowl, but I'm not sure.
I'm going to get that, and I'm going to get the Devastator to go with it.
But was he, but I mean, I think, Lenny, I think that if these, what if this was fucking IDW Megatron standing next to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's okay, because it's Megatron.
I think it's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant idea.
I mean, it looks good.
Much better niche choice than combining Chuck Dinobots.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, I understand why they did it, because it was something different. You know, hey, we're a new company. Let's try something that nobody's trying to do. But Dinobots don't combine. Come on, now. They just...
But it's just, man, that's Swan. Like, this is our Swan song. We may not have enough money to finish this, but now you got fucking two new designs.
I was wondering about that, too.
Grandma died.
I didn't comment because I was having go figure technical difficulties, Shattercast and all.
Right.
But I think maybe they got an investor possibly, or maybe it was like that the MMC Mech Ideas thing.
Yeah.
Where somebody came in and a benevolent benefactor. I don't know.
Maybe they sold some kids.
Yeah. Maybe they slipped and fell, and Robert D. got him a settlement.
somebody said, "Grandma, oh my God, is this real life?"
It can't be. No, it's not real life. There's no fucking toys.
You know, like I don't. This makes me excited. Like I excited about seeing something new. You know, it's some uncharted waters, masterpiece-scaled IDW stuff. I'm excited.
2017.
Maybe.
18. Probably.
Maybe.
19.
Maybe.
BBTS calendar.
What if they got some, what if they got some IDW people involved, like some other people we know have done?
That'd be
nice. We got some official.
Official.
Quote-unquote official. Some, you know, if you don't tell anybody under the table, yeah, some official unofficial. Exactly.
All right, I think we can move along to the next piece of G Creations news. We've got Blade, which is their Swoop final product images.
Well, at least they're putting them all out before Gigapower. That's all I can say.
Well, this
shiny.
See, this is why that IDW shit isn't going to happen, because shit like this.
He looks bored. Yeah, like he's good. Why are they? He does. You know, in pterodactyl mode, he just looks bored. Why are they on top of the wings? Shouldn't they be under them? He's like, I'm just a bird pterodactyl.
This looks.
It looks like you can attach them either side.
I think the robot chest and torso looks really bad.
I think it just looks like you took the G1 toy, articulated, and said good enough.
God damn, that's a wingspan right there, buddy.
Look, like they got every picture that they have, except for the last one. They got something trying to cover up that chest. They got a wing covering up the chest. Yeah. They got swords covering up the chest.
Ooh, he looks like that flying Dorito from the Bayformers.
Shut the fuck up.
Combined looks good? I think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I mean, it's not for me. Dinobots combining is not my thing, but I think, like, looking at it, I can look at it and say, that looks like a cool thing.
That looks like a set of Dinobots is one thing.
Looks like he vapes.
I like him. I like him already.
Well, I like him a lot.
He just said he looks like a cool thing.
Yeah. Like, where's your douche flute, bro?
No, where you at, fucker? Yeah, I'm good. I'm glad I passed on these.
Is that the final combined, like, paint? Because one hand is black and one hand has gold fingernails.
Oh, he dipped it in the golden pond, man.
I was going to say it was the golden lagoon. Yeah.
That's a good episode, man. That's how you got a beachcomber.
I'm guessing they'll match. I also think that these colors are digitally enhanced.
Did anybody... Is Yule still in on these, or did he sell his?
Nah, he's dropped all of his Dinobots except for the Fans Toys ones, I think.
Huh. Oh, he kept the Fans Toys? Oh, the Fans Toys. That's why I think it's a fan project. I'm like, ooh, sorry.
I think maybe it looks like he has gold nail polish and the bottoms are black.
Mm. You couldn't hang, Matt.
Oh.
He couldn't put his money where his...
Happy birthday, Yule.
Happy birthday.
happy birthday, Yule.
Because it's Friday. Hey.
Well, you know, whatever. Justin, why are you... White Castle, buddy.
I gotta be the voice of reason.
Is it Yule's birthday today?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Yesterday? Today?
Today.
Today. Okay. Well, yesterday for me.
Yule, in real time, I'm gonna say happy birthday to you on the Shattercast page.
Hey.
Hey.
All right. Next up, we have an image of Fans Project Trionix Alpha, not diabetes.
Nice. What is this?
People are in love with this thing.
I think it looks good.
What is that?
It's an homage to a Diaclone toy that never became a Transformer called Dia Battles. I actually included some more information in the official link because Takara is also doing an official
release.
Yeah, well, master. I'm trying to think of word. Yeah, like a Master PC version of this, and I thought we could compare them when we got there.
Huh.
Yeah. It looks way better. Yeah, this thing's weird looking. It looks like hard candy.
Hey, grandma's?
It is.
Yeah.
I love that hard candy. The striped one?
You'll be able to lick this one all day.
I'm going to get cancer one of these days. I swear to God, I am licking these damn things.
Yeah, this, something, I think something looks weird here in the as well, in the chest. Abdomen, pelvis area.
Well, Kuma style.
He's got
and the backpack.
He's got that core robot thing on there, right? Like.
Yeah.
He's got three of them. He's got one on the chest and two of his shoulder pads.
Oh, I don't know. Not something Kuma's... I need in my collection.
Well, it's three. Yeah. To be fair, it's three vehicles that break into three different parts.
Yeah. No, I understand.
And Well, no, I'm explaining because the backpack is one vehicle, and then the legs are a vehicle, and then the arms and the torso or some Frankenstein conglomeration of some bullshit. But, I don't know. Like, this is... The fans project, the people that have been there since the beginning, they're definitely all in on this with the Warbot line, but... Yeah,
The articulation on this mustn't be very good, or else this would definitely be in an Iron Man pose.
Why?
Just saying.
Got him.
Got him.
Got him. Bam.
I was trying to figure out where you were going with it. Now I know.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to comic book news. Yay. Artist Matt Frank teases new Dino Transformers.
Totally sweet. Looks like you're getting a Age of Post-Extinction comic book.
I have no idea what this is about, but I thought it bared.
Beast Wars revamp.
Look at that stubby one. He looks cute.
The feathers.
He looks cute. I know.
Huh.
That's third party Dinobots round 3. Anybody?
Round 3? Awesome. Well, good for him.
I'm gonna check this out. I'm gonna have a look at this.
It's
gonna be an IDW comic.
Let's do Beast Wars, Bobby.
Very little information is known on the project. We do know that Matt Frank has previously worked on artwork like this. Deathsaurus print from Botcon, Transformers titles like Transformers Spotlight Trail Cutter, Mars Attacks the Transformers. Various issues of Hasbro Transformers Collection Club magazine, and also many issues of IDW's Godzilla comic titles. We are sure more details will be revealed in due time. Stay tuned to TFW for the latest development of this project.
Joel being on this, he loves himself some Godzilla, so
I like the Mars Attacks things they did with IDW.
I never read it. I just in my head I imagined that that female one from the. From the Tim Burton movie, you know what I mean? That walk crazy.
Yeah. God damn, that's a good film.
There you go.
Yeah, I just thought it bared mentioning. I mean, something. It's something. Yeah, it's a thing.
It's something. It's Transformers. Fuck it. We're all about Transformers.
I like Dinobots, right?
Yeah, we do. That don't combine, though. We ain't got those kind of people.
Hey, that's Matt, those people. Matthew.
Yes,
are you
master.
Ready for some Hasbro news?
Always, master.
All right. Wonderful.
Oh, no. You got to say it like Hank Williams Jr. You ready for some football?
Hell yeah, I'm ready for some football!
WonderFest 2016. Masterpiece Optimus Primal Final Robot Mode.
Dang, that's sexy.
Does that look flocked to anyone else? I mean, I know it's not, but it looks flocked, and that's awesome.
I don't know what that word means, but I don't care. It looks fucking good. Yes.
You remember Mossman from He-Man, Matt?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do. Oh.
Okay, that's flocked. Yeah.
I think it is. I think that little stand.
I hope it's got fur, man. Shit, yeah.
I think the stand is flocked.
I'll be rubbing up that against my beard every day.
And you think this whole figure's flocked, Bobby?
Fade away.
Flock this, flock that.
Be able to double up as a lint remover for your clothes. That's awesome.
Shout out to John. Hey. John G. He's a big Beast Wars fan. He's ready. We talked about this one earlier. And John Garinger, he's ready for this one too. So shout out to him.
Blastoff's chest. That dude is.
Yeah, I don't know about the practice.
Getting his weight up and not his hate up.
They've been drinking the protein drinks, man. Protein.
Gee, moon ninny.
He said, fuck that vape life. I'm about the protein life.
Yeah.
Got some headaches.
Yeah, there's a bunch of images. There's a lot of images available now of the Bruticus. And I didn't add all of them to the notes just because I figured they're so prevalent right now. People have already seen them. But, I mean, it's looking better. I mean, for a Combiner Wars figure. But colors. Bad. Yeah, I mean, it's cartoon accurate colors, which... When's Jakar ever done that before?
Ooh, God, that problem, man. I swear to God. If I wasn't married and straight and didn't bang plastic.
That's a lot of ifs.
That is.
Yeah. You know what they say, if it was a spliff, we'd all
die. I don't know what they say. He's kind of, Bruticus is kind of beefy. He is a little, Monkey Man.
He's definitely got the Monkey Man in full effect.
Yeah.
He's got more Monkey Man than the monkey.
Yeah. I read somebody said that the arms are too short.
They're just numb to it now.
They're not dragging on the ground. They're too short.
If they're not reaching the knees, they ain't long enough.
Well, they're reaching those knees. I gotta say the backpack of the helicopter blades, they look pretty neat. Where they fold up. But that's it.
Hey, I got a question. What is the repaint potential for Masterpiece Primal?
He can do Transmetal. He can do the Transmetal 2. There's three different ones. So
they can do that Universe version where he's not the right colors.
Yeah. Where he's like
they can
purple
do Year of the
green.
Monkey. They can do Year of the Monkey that came out.
Oh,
now.
Shit, that's happening.
They'll do a Diaclone repaint. They'll do a
Nemesis repaint. This is just like Star Saber. They haven't repainted Star Saber yet, and that's been how long?
Yeah, I don't see them repainting this guy. I don't see how.
I mean,
they'd have to retool him to do a repaint.
They can repaint Star Saber as that, like, as black and purple, of course. But I don't know if they'd bother with it. I mean, I think that might just be something they're just like, okay, we put it up.
I wonder how Star Saber did. Sales wise,
I've seen some blowhards on the internet saying he didn't do very well.
Yeah,
but that's statistics from blowhards on the internet.
Yeah,
typically don't know much about anything.
I was talking to Harris. I think Harris got sent one for free from BBTS.
Oh shit! 2016 is Year of the Monkey. We're totally getting a repaint of this thing.
Yeah, and I have a I saw like a promotional poster for it being Year of the Monkey, and it looked. Like a drawing of sexual intercourse. I'll send it.
Penis in the butt, didn't it?
That's what it looked like.
Yeah.
You saw it?
Somebody said, Hasbro. First of all, better. They said something old Takara.
Yeah. So that promotional image has, what is this, Megatron and Rhinox and Cheetor and, let's see if I can name them all. Stop, don't. Raptor? The Dinobot. And then... Raptor. I don't know. I'm trying.
Oh, okay.
And then Rat Trap.
And there you go.
And is that Tigress?
Tigatron.
Seriously?
You know, Beast Wars is so creative. Like, I really don't, I don't blame you for calling Dinobot Raptron or whatever you call him.
Such haters.
Raptor is the guy from G.I. Joe that had the wings. The Cobra guy.
You were close.
That died in the bunker with, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Wild Bill.
Died in the bunker. The botulism. That's when G.I. Joe got real.
Wild Bill was my. I always loved that helicopter with Wild Bill. He was one of my.
I bet you did. He was a good old boy. Yeah.
You missed
he
one was in the. You missed one in the promo shot, Bobby.
Well, say it, Bobby.
Wait.
Silver Bowl.
Wait, let me see. Okay, so I see Megatron at the top, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. And then Raptor and Tigress.
Raptor.
I think Tigress was a better name.
I think Tigertron was a good name. What's the problem?
Did he really, though?
Yes. Tigertron was awesome. Love the voice, too.
We were out on lunch that day.
Yeah.
Black Arachnia. Is Black Arachnia up there? No.
Tigertron was actually a pretty decent character.
Oh, there's also a face explosion in the back, too. I don't know if you saw that one.
Oh, I did see it. I do see it.
What are we looking at here? Hold on.
Yeah, I know. What are y'all looking at?
Some promotional image. It's F6Z5GRD. That's the name of the picture.
Oh.
The first link? Is this the first link?
Yeah.
Okay.
You already on the next link, Matt?
No. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not following the links. I'm following my heart here. Hold on.
I don't say the promotional.
God damn, I don't care
about
pint
glasses.
It's a big
poster with a monkey on it and a rat trap. And
I just wonder if they have, you know, if they're planning on giving you guys more of the good stuff, so to speak.
Damn, rat's the good stuff.
The good stuff.
Theoretically, if they did a Cheetor, they could get Tigatron from that, and then all they need to do is give a Dinobot that is better than the universe one.
Yeah, you just got the main characters. You got Megatron, Primal, Dinobot, Rhinox, Cheetor, Tigatron, and Rattrap.
Hey, Bobby, mm-hmm. I already got them.
Yeah, I already got them.
Good work there, Matt.
Good job, man.
One would think maybe you listened to what Bobby said.
I swear to God, Justin's on my ass tonight, man. God damn. Was it the comment I made on your video? Is that why you're mad at me? Cause
which
I
comment?
Know. I said, you're the silent ones you do. I said, you're like a fart, you know, but you're drunker. I like you, Justin. God dang, man.
I like you.
God dang. God dang, man.
Damn.
Damn.
Man, that's
if you click on the next link, there's some higher resolution pictures of the same things we've been looking at.
I said that next link, my computer was like, "You sure you want to open this?" It's like,
Diaclone.
Yeah, so we got some Diaclone down the bottom, but I think we can just go on to the next link. And yeah. We've got Takara Diaclone Battles Reboot with V2 prototype final images.
Damn, that one where he's like sitting down grabbing his cannons, that shit looks cool.
Here's his cannon. Yeah.
I wish I had a connection to this so I would want to buy it.
Well, they'll do Diatlas next, right? So I'm down for that.
Well, yeah, well, Fans Project's doing a Diatlas, but here, this is why I even made sure to put this separate link. So you look at the Fans Project and you look at this one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were into the character, which one would you pick? I mean, obviously, the Fans Project one's going to appeal to people that are into Fans Project and that collect Fans Project. But, I mean, which one do you think's better? If you're
I'm not even
character.
Into the character either way, but I'm getting the Takara one for sure. This toy looks fucking cool.
Yeah, I'm with the Takara with this one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. That was the whole reason I put this here, really.
It looks like a dildo and going in a butt.
What picture are you looking at, Matt?
Matt, you're looking at the wrong drive.
Wrong link, Matt.
Yeah. No, the picture.
You're looking at our drive, not the Shattercast drive.
No, the poster you posted, the monkey.
Yeah.
You're the monkey.
Yeah, you're the monkey.
It's dildo going into a booty hole.
Oh.
Well, thank God for context there, Matt.
Do that, homie. My bad.
But yeah, if they do this in the Diatlas colors, I'm in.
Now,
what are Diatlas colors again? I gotta remember. I gotta refresh my.
Red, white, and blue, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's like red, white, and yellow. Mm.
Yellow.
Mm.
I want one of those Takara Tomy fucking jackets that guy's wearing in the background.
Dude, that guy. I don't care. That guy's seen some shit in his life.
I'm wondering whether he designed this toy.
That dude survived Nagasaki.
That's his face. That's his real face.
He survived Godzilla.
Yeah, that dude is weathered, man.
Does he got the
Like, look. So I got a buddy of mine, Joe KW. He lived the first 10 years. He's Chinese. He lived in Hong Kong until he was 10, and he's like my age, but he looks like he's like 15, right? Like Asian people, they age phenomenally well. So like this dude is like 5,000 years old.
Lopez.
Yeah. Who's getting this thing? Who's getting this?
I'll get the Atlas colors, but no.
Diaclone.
I'm going to pick this up because I just think it's got a lot of like playability and I think it's fucking cool.
There's just two versions.
Yeah, I want to check one out.
There's the blue version and there's the red and blue version. Right? Same thing?
Sure.
The two pictures there, it's the same thing, just different colors?
Yes.
All right. Well, then let's just complete this pre-order here. Because it does look cool. I think I'd check it out.
Is it a pre-order already out?
Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
We're at BBTS?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
How much?
$160.
So, yeah, worth it.
It's your conventional like leader size MP.
Oh, okay. It's that big then. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, I'm down. It's got swords.
Well, and if you get the pre-order, he comes with the Diaclone style pilot and the cycle, which will incorporate into the entire thing.
And the jacket too.
Yes, and you get the jacket.
Yes.
Yes.
And you get to kick the guy in the jacket and the balls.
What? Shit, that's worth $160 alone.
The way I see this is that this is just my, this is the upgraded XA suit for Spike and Daniel that they can just sit in and I don't have to look at them in all their mushy goodness.
And if I get this, maybe I'm going to have to go back and get all those Diaclone MP repaints too.
Diaclone.
That I won't do.
I like it.
You've already got them, right? Oh,
only Robert.
Robert, how's your Diaclone clock working out?
Done, gone, got rid of it.
You gonna get one of these?
I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
He'll give it a try. He'll give it a whirl.
Maybe.
They're making a whirl?
And then you can sell it to sell it to Snowflake, and then he can sell it to someone else.
I sold him the G2B, and then Matt was like, I got a G2B from Tyler. I'm like, smell it. Take a sniff.
45. It's going to smell like Robert Dean asshole and Snowflake asshole. All right.
Lick that plastic.
Yeah.
Got 45 bucks.
Speaking of lickable plastic, we've got the most redundant Transformer release coming up. A Titan Returns Brainstorm.
What would be more awesome than the figure that we just released last year? The figure we released last year again, but a little bit better.
It's blurred with the blasters.
That's exactly what I thought, too. I'm like, oh, God, they're going to just repaint this thing, you know?
It is a retail. It's retail of blur.
It is it? Blur.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
That's what makes it special. It's a Headmaster Brainstorm.
I see.
From blur, as opposed to a Headmaster Brainstorm we got last year.
Yeah. Now, what they should have just done is put two little freaking helicopter
highbrow.
And just been like, there we go, highbrow, good enough, see you.
They will.
I think the Phase Project highbrow is coming out soon. I need a highbrow in my life.
Why not just wait for the Make Toys one?
Oh, I'll get it. I'll get the Make Toys too.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
Word. I'm getting this too, so whatever. I don't care.
Matt's the kind of guy that likes to keep his grandpa on life support.
He'll buy
the Fans Project one as long as they put it out. But he'll get the Make Toys one too. Because he's the best thing in the future. But at the same time,
I've talked to him once in a while. You're breaking up bad, Gregors.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you're getting a little crackly. Alright, so Matt's getting this. No one else?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that there's anything that this can do to make me want to have it.
Oh, it could too, Bobby. God dang.
You know, I like their last Brainstorm, and he looks perfect with his, you know, collection.
He was sexy.
But I don't see any need for this. Like, this is going to be like a deluxe, probably.
Probably if Blur's gonna be Lux, yeah.
So like I still have Smart Robin, so I definitely can't see me getting rid of Smart Robin to get this.
What if a puppy monkey baby licked you in the face?
I love it.
No.
A pug, a monkey, and a baby.
Not a pug monkey baby or even a man bear pig could make me.
Oh, he's charging after you shoot it.
Could make me want to get. I mean, it's fine. I think it looks. I think it looks. I don't think it looks like Rainstorm as much as it looks like a deformed Blur. But it's fine.
Blur murdered Brainstorm and attached his guns and stuff to himself.
Yeah.
Like, you won't need these anymore.
I'm sure we'll be seeing full versions of this here in a couple days.
Thank God, yes.
I'm holding out until next year when we get Target Master Brainstorm.
Yes. Collect the whole set. And speaking of sets, we've got the first figures of the Transformers subscription service. 5.0
Thank
reveal.
Jesus.
I know.
I thought they were going out. I'm sorry. They're going. They might not do Buck anymore, but I bet they still stay in business.
I think. Aren't these supposed to come? No, these are supposed to be after the Mayhem Attack Squad, right?
The subscription service this year is the Combiner Wars stuff. So this is going to be next year.
More Combiner Wars stuff.
No. Yeah. Isn't this still 5.0 though? Like, isn't this after the Mayhem Attacks one?
This is 5.0. We get our first look at Transformers Subscription Service 5.0, Double Pretender Optimus Prime with High Q, repainted Generation Swerve and Flanker with a new head sculpt, and uses the Bacon 2014 Oil Master Pretender Shell. Second, we have Paradon Medic with Quickslinger, repainted from Generations RC and Flanker. No word on release dates or price, but those will probably be announced at Bacon in April. How are you guys feeling about this exciting news?
Optimus Prime is sharp.
Yeah, that monkey shell.
Man.
My nipples are hard.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Like, I'd finally reconcile truck versus monkey. But now, a passion has been rekindled.
It's like a monkey that got hit by a truck.
So,
or is it a truck that got hit by a monkey?
So, yeah. is it going to be on this year's subscription, or is it going to be next year's?
They're elusive. We don't know, Matt.
Yeah,
because the ones that are coming out this year are the Combiner Wars stuff. The repaint that makes them.
Thunderwing.
Thunderwing.
But there's only 5 of those, and aren't there usually 7 figures?
Yeah, so these may be the last 2. Okay, my fault. I thought it was gonna be next year's, because I was like, why are they? I thought they were going out of business.
Well, I thought there were 7 figures and an extra figure, but I may be wrong, because I've never been dumb. I mean, I've never been inclined to subscribe.
Wait. Now, the first 2 series were pretty not that bad, okay? There were 6, and I think the 7th one was your free.
You killed
figure.
Greg. Are you happy?
I'm sorry. No, they had 6, and I think the 7th one was the free figure, I think.
Somebody said, that sound you hear is the bottom falling out of the market for Oil Master.
that's the bottom of your asshole falling out.
So let me say this, though. This repaint of RC is going to get so many neckbeards buying into the set.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like watching your lady put on lingerie. They're going to just fast.
Wait, you watch them put it on? Why would you watch them put it on? Okay.
Meanwhile, the MMC one with more articulation is on clearance everywhere, and you could probably pick it up cheaper than this thing. But I'm just saying.
I would love to troop build a Paradrome Medic squad, but I don't really want to. Like, I would really like. I mean, that just sounds like something.
You just said I would really like to do that, but I don't want to.
I would like to, but I don't want to. Like, that would be perfect to have, like. Yeah, to have like 8 or 9 of them, like that one episode, and just have them exist somewhere, but I don't really.
It would be like Pokemon. You can have one in every room of your house. You know, just nurse.
Why do you have?
Yeah, well, it's like Sharktacons. Like, I just can't buy but so many Sharktacons.
I love the Sharktacons, man. They're awesome.
All right.
Or are you talking about the other
one? Are they?
They are.
Oh, all right, yeah. we've got more partial teaser of the same old shit nonsense.
Astro Train.
Yeah, this right here, this, I know we've talked about it before.
This shit right here.
But it's like half a fucking Astro Train. We got the bottom half of Brainstorm before. What else do we get
half
here?
Half of a Computron.
Yep. Yeah, like a quarter of Computron. Artwork. And we see the same shit like every week now.
Why's Hasbro doing this shit? I don't understand why they don't have to do that. They're not
They're embracing the wrong parts of third party. I think they're their research team. Their research team isn't quite hitting the mark.
Like, hey, we saw. Speaking,
they love this.
They love silhouettes. They love partial reveals, and they love suspense.
Everybody blows up when we see a a black figure of everything, but then we're just gonna show half of it, and then we got them.
If they're flipping out about the whole figure,
I know.
Get part of it.
And they're not actually listening and reading the actual comments that were, people are making like, God, I'm so sick of this shit. I wish they would just show a fucking full figure instead of showing a silhouette. But they're not reading that part. Mm. Thanks, Hasbro. Mm. Hell, Hasbro. I haven't seen that
Astro Train, though, man, that looks almost as good as that Sentinel Prime.
Wait, they're the same mold.
Except with the feet reversed, Matt.
Oh.
Come on now.
And different colors. I think it's orange. I think Sentinel's orange, I think. For some reason. I don't know. Sunkiss.
Oh, look at that Computron though. So this reveals that Computron's gonna have a bike for an arm and a car for a leg.
Hey, they just showed the FP add-on set. They just showed them. They're like, yeah, we got our own coming out. Yeah. Stick it to the man.
That's exciting.
Yeah, this is
Let's just move on. Y'all are fucking boring. Yeah. Y'all are bored.
I'll be honest. I don't think this Astro Train, from what we can see, I feel like they're hiding a fair bit of it. But and I doubt that the toy at the end of the day deserves all of this hiding and secrecy and all that. But I think it looks okay. I don't think it looks bad. I think it looks like it cleans up pretty well.
That Hoff anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, this
all the kibbles off the other side.
On his right side.
Oh,
God, how good would that be if that's how it's...
got him.
The left side of Computron is just rocking, like, I don't know, like two Stunicons or something like that.
the knockoff, yes. Oh, that was a good knockoff set. Not really.
I already said I'll get the Sentinel, the Prime one. I'll get him to check it out. I could use a... half-assed Sentinel Prime out, somewhere.
I think the Astro Train looks good. This Computron is like more of a... This is more of... I mean, like, they're all going to be repaints and shit, so just fucking show it. You know?
Well, they're saving it for Toy Fair. If you scroll down in the comments, everyone's excited. Toy Fair's this weekend, and... then you'll get to see them.
Hey, this Computron's going to be a Takara one, right? I don't see Hasbro putting this out.
I would imagine it's going to be Hasbro, because I don't even think
it'll probably be a Platinum edition.
I don't even think Takara has a presence at Toy Fair.
Oh, that's weird. I thought, man, they're doing all the combiners. Where's the Bottomless?
No, this will be a Platinum edition because they're doing the 30th anniversary of the movie and the season 3 shit. They're doing the Junkions and all that. I can see them doing this as Platinum edition Computron.
Huh?
Those fuckers.
All right. Hey, y'all. Everybody, thanks for listening to us. We've been doing this for a while. I just want to say I really appreciate y'all listening to it. All right, moving on to the discussion.
All right, what's that discussion? Turfer?
Turfer. Well, no, Matt had a discussion. I thought he had something that he wanted to talk about.
Did y'all see it? Did y'all not see it?
No.
I typed it up there. Okay, well, I remember what I said, so I typed it up there. I guess it didn't stick, whatever. I just want to, I think I was talking with somebody, I don't know who, talking about, if you, for some reason,
it's at the bottom.
It's there.
Yeah, it's there.
Oh, okay.
Delete it.
So the question is, if you lost everything in a fire, earthquake, or whatever, and I don't want that to happen, believe me, I don't, would y'all want to start over your
That's
collection?
How you know Matt typed it, because it said fire, earthquake, or whatever.
Whatever. You know what? Good night, folks. Good night, folks.
Some Jesus justice.
Or Godzilla attack.
Or Godzilla. Whatever. No. For me, it'd be more than, you know, Bobby's got a big collection. You know, everybody's got a decent sized collection. You know, Lenny and them, you know, you got specific
Lenny
ones.
And them.
Yeah, Lenny and them. You know, and, Lenny you know, and them. You know, Greg, you don't have, you know.
You mean Australians? So.
Australians, yes, because you don't get stuff down under. I'm just kidding.
What does Greg not have?
I mean, you have a, do you have a decent size collection? I've never seen your collection at all.
What do you know about me?
I don't know nothing about you, Greg.
I got some things. I got some stuff.
You got some pops.
Nothing going on there down under.
I know you got some pops, man.
I got some pops out of control.
Hell yeah, you did.
Yeah. We got some figures. Got some third party. Got some turtles. Some He-Man.
Pops
got pops. Lost exactly. Actually, I have a couple of pops that came with pops. I have two pops that came with pops. Now that you point that out, I got a Jack Skellington and Ant-Man, and they came with little tiny pops.
Damn.
I think that for me, like, I probably would, but I definitely, you know, I would play it a lot closer to the chest.
Because, scale it down.
You know, I would know. I would be able to, you know.
Speak up, Bobby. You're talking across the room.
Sorry. I would be able to have learned from my mistakes. You know what I mean? So, like,
right, yeah.
There's a lot of figures that I would skip out on. Like right now, I have like I was talking to Roland Steele earlier today, and I was saying how
shout out to Roland fucking Steele, man. He's a good guy.
How the fuck's he doing?
He's doing well. I was talking to him about my ultimate combiner team goals of having one set for robot mode, one set for alt mode, and one set for combine mode. I probably wouldn't do the alt mode set, you know, in the future. And then, so like little stuff like that. So I would scale it back. I mean, I think for me, the hardest shit that I would have to replace would be my Star Wars 3 3/4 collection. Cause I just like hundreds and hundreds of figures. Like even if I was just get them at $1 a piece and some of them are worth $300 a piece. If I was to get them for $1 a piece, it'd be crazy.
I said Transformers, Bobby. God dang it.
No, you didn't.
Oh. Yeah, this isn't a 3 3/4 Star Wars podcast.
You said if you lost everything.
I did. I'm sorry.
Like another thing, like, you know, like, I'll tell you, like, I got a CD collection. Like,
yeah, you do. Fuck yeah, you got a movie collection too. Man.
I got a movie collection too, but like, you know, if now.
How many fucking bags?
If I had like, I got like around 8,000 CDs. Like, if I were to, like, lose all of them, I probably would just go 100% digital.
You know? Now,
yeah, I was going to say, I'd have to replace my laptop.
Yeah, yeah.
would you get Purple Rain and the greatest hits?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to have everything Prince does.
Computer Blue ain't on the fucking greatest hits.
Damn right. <isn't> Computer Blues.
So, you know, and movies, too, because, like, you know, now we're reaching a new point where, like, you know, like buying the movie digitally is probably the smarter move. So, like,
yeah,
you know, I probably wouldn't replace those. I don't know.
There's even a smarter, cheaper move for digital movies, Bobby.
Yeah.
You got Ant-Man in your heart. Do you really need a digital download?
But, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure if I'd pick the Marvel Legends back up. You know, like. That's a shit line. Like you get a couple gems here and there, but that is a piece of shit line.
Yeah, but every week we hear, guess what I got? A whole set of Marvel Legends.
Yeah, I bought Combiner Wars too. You know,
Elastic Crack.
I feel like I'm in too deep in a way with them. Like, it gets to a point where like I want two or three of them, and then I only got to get like two more to build the fucking figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that absorbing man's worth it though, dude.
That's yeah, like that's cool. A good figure. Yeah. Now, what's funny is like spoilers. So Absorbing Man is awesome, but the figures are mostly shit.
Yeah.
Contrarily, Red Onslaught is a piece of shit, but most of the figures are pretty awesome. So that's how they fucking get you.
Like, I can't win them all.
Hulkbuster was a great.
If Absorbing Man came with that Captain America wave, like that would be a fucking top shelf Marvel Legends wave, but it didn't. Red Onslaught did.
Well, now don't forget that that Allfather wave, where you had to buy two complete sets to build the Thor and the Odin version.
Yeah, yeah. I just went Odin and
Cole. Or not. They're hanging out at my Meyer for like $9 if everyone.
Well, Greg, would you start over if you lost yours?
Yeah, sure. Well,
and we've lost Greg.
Okay, Justin, what about you?
I don't mean
to take over the show either. I'm sorry.
I think I'd buy some specific things, but I don't know if I would rebuy. Like, I certainly wouldn't rebuy everything, but I don't even know if I would go all in anymore. Like, I'd be like, well, that's gone. Like, you know, whatever, moving on.
My mic died, by the way. Just, sorry. I'll go after Justin.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, I'd get, like, my MP10 and stuff like that and probably be happy.
Hmm. Great.
Well, now I can't go because Kit's listening.
All right.
The first thing I would do after a disaster is I would rebuild our lives, and I would make sure that everything that made us comfortable we had again. Yeah, and then, okay, she just put her headphones back on. So, I would. I mean, I am fortunate in the fact that I get rid of a lot of shit that I'm not super sure on. So, I mean, even the stuff I have now is pretty much like my bare, like my. My choice collection. So, I mean, yeah, I think it'd be pretty easy to get most of my stuff back. I mean, I collect Masterpiece, and there's a few third-party figures that would be hard to replace. But, yeah, I mean, I would do it. I have a relatively small collection based on what I'm into and the scale that I'm trying to go for. Right. So, if I still collected Masters of the Universe and fucking G.I. Joe and all that shit, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
At least my turtles are at work, so they'd be safe.
Robert D?
Yeah, it's a similar answer. I would just collect the stuff I knew was a hit and obviously not go back into the things I regretted. That's it.
Okay, good answer, Lenny.
I think I'd go in. I'd replace just about everything I have because I'm at a point now where there's only a couple of figures that I would sell off. So I've rebuilt a collection once before. I can do it again.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Well, for me, I got a lot of stuff, and it would take a long ass time to find all this stuff, so I doubt it.
Long ass time.
Yeah.
To be fair, it all goes for about $10 on eBay, though, right?
Got him!
Got him! Yeah.
I
love you, Matt.
No, your collection sucks. Okay. No, it doesn't. It's really nice. I like it.
It's really nice.
Just, you know, I've been doing this for, you know, 16 years now, and it's just, you know, I've accumulated a lot of stuff, and it just would be hard. And I think, like what, you know, Justin and them said, I would probably, you know, focus more on, you know, the good stuff, you know, and everything. And not saying that my stuff is not good, but I would focus on more MPs and stuff and everything. So, you know, but it'd be hard. I would probably cry if I lost everything in my, because I've spent a lot of time and money on this stuff. So,
would you go back and replace your Armada line?
I might. I love the Armada. I'm doing reviews on them right now, so if you want to go check it out, they'll have reviews.
That wasn't a segue.
I probably wouldn't do Armada, no. I probably would not replace Armada. And Marvel Legends would probably not be redone again either, probably. So,
let's just hold. Just your figure talk.
Yes, just my figure. Shout out to Brad.
Hey, man. Hill Hasbro Reviews is probably the best bang for your buck on YouTube right now.
It is. Now, shout out to Greg, too. He's got me. He's the one that got me to that little Facebook little club.
Hell yeah, I did. I saw that Hulk. And I know Brad's a good dude.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy. I've been talking to him.
I thought it was a match made in heaven.
It was.
I don't care for their shoulders, though, man, on that Hulk.
Oh, the gap thing? No.
Yeah, it's just like, look at me. I'm wearing a vest. I'm wearing an armor vest.
Attack of the Gap. So yeah, that's it. So we want to talk about furry stuff, turf, whatever.
Anybody have anything they are excited about for Toy Fair? Or I'm going.
A turfer.
Robert's not going. Are you really going?
No.
Oh. Oh. Is it New York? Where's it at?
It's in New York.
Go, Robert. Shit.
Yeah, you gotta like file paperwork for that shit. It's a bit of a chore.
Oh, okay.
You know the guy who runs it, Robert.
Then he
he's from Brooklyn. Is he really from Brooklyn? Oh god.
Is it awesome. Is it across the road from where you live? Well,
it's across from.
He grew up from. He grew up around the corner from me.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought
he was.
No.
What do we think we're gonna see at Toy Fair?
Titan Wars. Yeah, Fort Max probably.
We're gonna see all the shit we've already heard about in box.
It. Astro Train, Blaster, Soundwave, Blur,
Sentinel Prime,
Blur,
Mind Wipe.
Yeah.
What if the toys are all really just made blurry?
they just rub Vaseline all over them.
Yeah. Hey, we're
they've got them all in glass cabinets that are got that little bit of red paint.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
They hired a whole bunch of dudes with that bald guy from Germany last year.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what Figuarts has there.
Fans toys. So
Takara don't go.
No. No, I think that even they may go, but they definitely don't go for a Transformers presence because they kind of let Hasbro have their day.
They don't admit it.
No, I can't remember if I don't know. Actually, I don't think they go at all. Like Bondi goes, a lot of these up and coming, like mid grade collector type toys go. Like NECA goes and Mezco and stuff like that. Mafex.
Bobby just called NECA up and coming.
Well, you know what I mean, like I said up and coming or these mid grade collector.
No, I hear you. Yeah. I know, I hear you. I just thought it was funny.
Bondi, Figuarts is there.
Bondi.
Oh fuck. I can't remember if Play Arts goes or not. I don't think they do.
Hey, does Fans Toys go? I think Stomp's gonna be there.
Hasbro has a Star Wars section. Lego is there, I think.
Lego.
Fans Toys has a I'm pretty sure Lego's there. Fans Toys, I mean not Fans Toys. God damn it,
they'll be there, stomping everybody.
Hasbro has their Star Wars division there, their Marvel Legends people there, like their Marvel division there, their Transformers division, My Little Pony, all that shit.
Mm.
I wonder what Mattel is gonna do. Like anybody, what about this?
Hey, man.
This merger.
Oh yeah, Mattel and Hasbro.
You know, I wonder if we're gonna get.
Well, that's still in talks.
Right? No, I know. I'm saying, I wonder if there'll be any kind of word on that.
It's gonna be like a big gate.
Whether it's gonna be Hazmat or Mattel. Hazmat.
Yeah. I wonder if
now G.I. Joe will be able to marry Barbie, and.
Well, the one thing that's cool
Ken
is
will
that,
be on the outs.
They'll have DC and Marvel under one umbrella.
What?
Yep.
Fuck DC, man.
I mean, I know you say that, but you also say that Figuarts and Marvel Legends both have paint on them and left it at that.
That's whatever. I gave you shout out too, Bobby. Shut up.
I thought you did.
I told go check out your stuff. You know all that.
You're like, they're both painted green. Like, fair enough.
Bobby, I get nervous.
No, you did fine. You did fine.
He did brush his hair.
One thing I wanted to ask
you is
the pants on Hulk on the Figuarts, are they actually sculpted on the calf, or do they just do the paint ring around it like the Hasbro one does?
Sculpted.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Hasbro just says, and here's some pants painted on.
Yeah. I don't care. I like the Hasbro one.
I mean, I like the Hasbro one okay too, but you know, whatever. I don't have the Figuarts one, so I really can't comment on it. But I just figured that the pants were sculpted. I don't know. I'm excited to see what Hasbro's going to do with their Black Series line, because that's obviously something they actually give a fuck about.
Racist.
Outside of
have they already pushed out all of the Force Awakens characters in the Black Series line?
No, I mean they've hit the main. The main ones.
You know, they might be playing on that too. Hold on.
Have they made a Maz?
They have not made a. They've not made a Maz. They haven't made a Luke. They did do a Rey. Let's see what else. They've done most of the troopers. I guess they haven't done it, but they're not going to do a Snoke, obviously.
just a giant hologram.
Well, yeah, well, not even that. I mean, they probably don't want to give away how big he really is, or how, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much shit that they, I'm sure they're trying to keep a secret.
Slummy logistics.
A lot of, like, little extra, like, Funkar plot. You know, like, because Star Wars has that luxury where they can do these little characters and everybody will fucking buy in. What else? That, like, all those Death Gang people and all that shit. But they've got all the main ones done, I think.
Have they done a...
Somebody smoking some marijuana.
Death Face Han yet?
They did an old Han.
But yeah. Yeah, not
a. They haven't done a Leia. They haven't done a Leia since Slave Leia.
Mm. Who hasn't done a Leia since Slave Leia?
Mm. Mm. The mold keeps the mold keeps looking too good. They have to keep retrying again.
I've been going back on YouTube watching some roasts, and she's on the Roseanne Barr roast, and it's fucking hilarious just how fucked she was before Force Awakens.
God, she was so doable back then, man.
You know, way back then.
They haven't done an Amidala either, like a Padme, which I find weird.
She's doable, too, right now.
Right now.
Damn.
On the back of a hog trailer.
Damn right, shit. Don't get me too excited.
I'm kind of surprised.
There's good old boy Matt coming out.
About some haystacks, man. God dog, yeah.
God dog.
God dog.
You ain't never done anything unless you done a woman on a haystack. Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah. What they did last year? I mean, what they. Announced that last year, mostly Combiner War stuff. So, I guess
last year was Devastator. That was the big.
Was it Devastator? Was the big thing? Okay.
Yeah,
big thing. I'm guessing probably what's his name? Fort Max will be the big thing probably for them this year. Probably.
Fort Max. Yeah, I'm guessing Fort Max, Astro Train, Soundwave, Blaster, Blur.
Did they show all of Devastator last year? Like, you know, the full.
Yep. The whole.
Show. Yeah.
So, yeah, they probably show all Fort Max, probably.
The whole shebang, him falling apart, mistransformed, light shining through him.
Now, which one was the one I said that yards. Superion and Bruticus were not the real Combiner
Wars? That was SDCC.
Okay.
Still one of my favorite moments in fandom history ever. It's worth repeating. So, we got an image of Minasaur, right?
Oh, think, God, that was ugly.
It was like an early production sample.
It was like hot glued together.
Like, we got it from a good source. I can't remember where we got it from. We got it from a good source, and we sent it to Matt, and we were like, Matt, look, it's Minasaur. It's Hasbro Minasaur. Hail Hasbro. Hail Hasbro. And Matt was like, it's not the Hasbro version. I don't believe it. It's a custom. That's a custom. It's not.
I remember this.
And then it came out that it was real, and he had to eat so much crow. Oh, God, it was so good.
It was hot glue together. God, that was a hot mess.
Oh, God.
Well, it's still a hot mess after it got finished.
Yeah, could probably use some hot glue now.
Yeah.
Keep the thing together.
I was at work. My phone kept blowing up with, like, all the lulls.
God, it looked so fucking... whatever. Anyway, that's SDC. Okay, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I want those Figuarts turtles. Have you seen them? The tune accurate... Late 80s turtles. God,
they look goofy, but they look good.
Hell yeah!
Hey, we got time? Are we busy or anything?
No.
Let's talk. What you want to talk about? Super Bowl. Super Bowl commercials, like the turtles. I got really happy.
Yeah, we can.
I got happy with the turtle.
Yeah, yeah. Holy shit! That fucking Captain America one.
Oh God! When he got shot in the face, almost. Oh.
See that one. I thought was just kind of okay.
Oh really?
Black Panther looks sweet.
I thought he looked.
Man, amazing. I can't wait for that film.
Yeah, I think
it's good.
Go on.
Did you see that thing I posted, Bobby? Watch out for Uncle Bucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw that one.
You didn't see it was Uncle Buck? It was Uncle Buck movie poster, and they had Bucky, like, on one side dressed like Uncle Buck, and it had all the other characters, like, freaking out on the back, like, on the other side of the door. It's in the chat. It's in the chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me
check it out.
But, yeah, that looked good.
John Candy films.
Yeah. Stripes. Let's see, the turtles one I thought was really good. I mean, it really got me excited for actually watching turtles. I liked the first one, so you know it wasn't that bad.
That Krang though,
Yeah. He looked pretty good.
Dude, there's so much fan service going on in that movie. Like, I think that, like, even if the story sucks, it's still going to be okay.
Well, let's break down the Krang. First of all, it looked like Krang.
Yeah.
Like, it looked like the robot suit. Second of all, Michelangelo is, like, tapping on the fucking thing, and it's Krang. And then that next shot, you see they're attacking him, and he's spinning on his waist with his arms straight up. Like, oh, that's his defense move. Like, that's so totally, like, the cartoon Krang.
Yeah.
What else was Independence Day or Independence Day 2?
I'm waiting for the Will Smith trailer before I make judgment.
He's not coming back, Greg.
No.
Sorry. No. Are they boycotting that, too?
Probably. Oh, nice. I like that.
Nice.
What was other? There was another one that was big.
X-Men,
yeah.
That Psylocke jumping straight at the screen.
See, did you like that?
That was the only bit I liked.
See, I didn't like that at all. I said this on Nerd Rage this week. I was like that whole shit, like her landing, Storm landing, Magneto pulling all the shit up. It all seems very first scene of Mortal Kombat 2 to me.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That bad?
It just has that vibe about it.
I don't think it's going to be a great film.
So, are you saying that Johnny Cage is going to die in Apocalypse?
Well, but what I did like is that you saw Angel with feather wings.
Yeah, so, he shot him out, yeah.
So we'll probably get the whole transformation, because we've already seen him with the metal wings. So,
yeah.
That
Who's, that was good. Yeah, he shot him out in the first one, didn't he?
Right.
I'm
saying that's probably unless that scene is like a vision or some
just
shit.
An extra or something.
Or a redemption.
Yeah.
And we are going to get an X-Force film, which isn't going to be the original X-Force team by the look of it. So we'll probably get Archangel and Deadpool in that film.
Who's all going to see Deadpool?
I am.
I'm going to see Deadpool tonight.
Nice. Yay.
I'm going to see.
I already
saw
Deadpool.
Yeah, I'm going on Friday too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, they got green light for the second one too. The second one, the sequel's already going to be made.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
with Cable.
He's. I saw an interview somewhere this week where he wants to be a part of X-Force as well. So
good.
I'm pretty sure Fox is going to keep throwing money in.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like the people at Fox are probably like, we got one.
Yeah,
we got him.
Actually, that interview well. He didn't say he wanted to be a part of X-Force. He said he wanted X-Force to be a part of Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's X-Men, but I'm really excited about X-Force.
I'm going to
be a part of Deadpool.
I'm going to see this at least 2 or 3 times, probably.
Yeah, I got tickets for 9 o'clock.
God, yeah. We get up off here soon enough, I might go watch it twice tonight.
Oh, lucky man.
Are we doing another spoiler chat like we did for Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not going to be part of it.
Oh. All right. I'll keep that in you anyway, Greg.
I think if we wrap this show up now, we could probably do a get to know a guy.
What time is it? Was it 8:40?
9:45. Oh yeah.
God damn, it's early. Is it early?
Lenny, let's get Lenny.
Oh shit. Or, get to know Lenny?
Whoa.
Who doesn't want to know Lenny?
Do we have a probe?
What?
Or we could do Matt, or we could do anybody.
Yeah, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
We could do whatever
as
we
I
want.
Just as don't I just checked, in. As I just checked the G3 chat.
It's almost like it's our show, and we can do what we want with it.
Well, Bobby posted that picture, and then it says Matt's a dildo going in the butt. We can do Matt. We can do whatever we want.
It does look like a dildo going in the butt, though.
Oh, man. You guys.
I guess we're done with the show now. Shout out to everybody.
All right, let's do that. All right. Shout outs to third party. I had
the seizure. You had a little seizure?
Yeah.
All
right. Shout outs to Third Party Unlimited. You can find them on Facebook. Real Robot, Toy Detox, Fear Corpse. I am Ratchet, third party TF Crashes, TF Prototype, all the jackals over at ROC, and Tyler. And I have to scroll down again. This podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit with your sensitive sensibilities, feel free to turn it off now.
Hey guys, this is Tucker coming with a dispatch. It's been a minute, but I gotta say, I've met Robert D. in person, and this is all about the Doomed cast. I don't feel like a lot of times that he shines on the normal podcast like he does in person. I feel like he goes with the ass jokes just a little too much. I felt like he was really shining in this podcast. I really enjoyed his perspective. I really enjoyed his voice. I felt like he got a little more spotlight with the founding members a little out of the action. And I really, really enjoyed his bad Impossible Toys pun, where I felt like y'all didn't give him enough laughs. And lastly, I know he was digging at me with the skirts and nurses. I just have to say, I made the choice to be a male nurse. I spend all night with other girls, giving bed baths.
Shut the fuck up, Chip.
There you go.
Yay.
Did the preacher give us a dispatch?